Random House Audio presents The Senator's Wife by Sue Miller. Read for you by Blair Brown. Chapter 1. Mary, June 1993. From her perch in the middle of the back seat, Mary surveys the two in front, her husband Nathan, and Sheila, the real estate agent. There is something generally vulnerable about the back of the head and neck, she thinks. Nathan, for instance, looks a bit schoolboyish and sad from the back, his ears in particular, probably because of the haircut he had before they started out on this house-hunting trip. They've been at it for 2 days. Mary has occupied the back seat the whole time, at first because that's just how it happened when they all got in the car, and then by choice. She finds she likes the sense of distance. She likes the view she gets of their faces as they turn to speak to each other or to her, the profiles, the three-quarter angles. She feels she's learning something new about Nathan, watching him this way, hearing him ask his real estate questions. He has so many. Questions about heating costs, about taxes, about the age of appliances, about insulation and school districts. Why hasn't she thought about any of this? Because the other reason she's sitting in back is that she can't bring herself to care very deeply about the house, whatever house it's going to be. The whole thing is Nathan's idea. Mary has sometimes spoken of it to him, jokingly, as your big fat idea. And, as it will turn out, that's apt. The house will cost much more than they'd planned on spending. But even that will have almost nothing to do with her. Nathan.